for a moment, the fear that made her legs rubbery and turned her insides to water was supplanted by more powerful emotions, hate, anger, fury. Hers was not the reasoned anger of a woman toward an arrogant man's usurpation of her dignity and rights, not an intellectual anger based on the social and biological injustices of the situation. It was more fundamental than that. He had entered her private space uninvited, had pushed his way into her modern cave, and she was possessed by a primitive rage that blurred her vision and made her heart race. She bared her teeth at him, growled in the back of her throat. She was reduced to an almost unconscious animal response as she faced him and looked for a way out of the trap. A low, narrow, glass-topped display table stood flush against the back of the sofa. 2 18-inch-high pieces of fine porcelain statuary rested upon it. She grabbed one of the statues and hurled it at Fry. He ducked with a primitive instinctual quickness of his own. The porcelain struck the stone fireplace and exploded like a bomb. Dozens of chunks and hundreds of chips of it rained down on the hearth and on the surrounding carpet.
"Try again," he said, mocking her.
She picked up the other porcelain, hesitated. She watched him through narrowed eyes, weighed the statue in her hand, then faked a pitch. He was deceived by the feint. He dipped down and to one side to avoid the missile. With a small cry of triumph, she threw the statue for real. He was too surprised to duck again, and the porcelain caught him on the side of the head. It was a glancing blow, less devastating than she had hoped, but he staggered back a step or two. He didn't go down. He wasn't seriously injured. He wasn't even bleeding. But he was hurt, and the pain transformed him. He was no longer in a perversely playful mood. The crooked smile disappeared. His mouth was set in a straight, grim line, lips tightly compressed. His face was red. Fury wound him up as if he were a watch spring. Under the strain, the muscles in his massive neck popped up, taut, impressive. He crouched slightly, ready to charge. Hillary expected him to come around the couch, and she intended to circle it, staying away from him, keeping the couch between them until she could reach something else worth throwing. But when he moved at last, he didn't stalk her as she had anticipated. Instead, he rushed straight at her without finesse, as if he were a bull in a blind rage. He bent in front of the couch, gripped it with both hands, tilted it up, and in one smooth movement pushed it over backwards, as if it weighed only a few pounds. She jumped out of the way as the big piece of furniture crashed down where she had been standing. Even as the sofa fell, Fry vaulted over it. He reached for her, and he would have had her if he hadn't stumbled and gone down on one knee. Her anger gave way to fear again, and she ran. She headed toward the foyer and the front door, but she knew she would not have time to throw off both bolt locks and get out of the house before he got hold of her. He was too damned close, no more than 2 or 3 steps away. She darted to the right and dashed up the winding stairs, 2 at a time. She was breathing hard, but over her own gasping she heard him coming. His footfalls were thunderous. He was cursing her. The gun in the nightstand. If she could get to her bedroom far enough ahead of him to slam and lock the door, that ought to hold him for a few seconds, at least. Certainly long enough for her to get the pistol.